Porsche 911 Turbo S leaves competition in dust. The Porsche 911 Turbo S has always been known for its blistering acceleration, and the latest iteration, which adopted a hybrid powertrain, is no exception. In fact, at the test track, the 2026 Porsche 911 Turbo S not only beat out other performance beasts like the Chevy Corvette ZR1X and the 918 Spyder, Porsche's last mid-engined hypercar, but its sprint to 60 miles per hour is tied for the quickest time we've ever recorded with a gas-powered vehicle. This achievement cements the 911 Turbo S as one of the most formidable acceleration machines on the market. Its impressive performance capabilities make it an attractive option for those seeking a thrilling driving experience. The 911 Turbo S blasted to 60 miles per hour in just 2.0 seconds flat, putting it dead even with our current gas-powered acceleration king, the $511,250 2021 Ferrari SF90 Stradale. The Ferrari, which was fitted with the Assetto Fiorano handling package, is also a hybrid, pairing an electric motor with a twin-turbocharged V8 and two additional electric motors on the front axle for a combined 986 horsepower. While the Porsche's combination of a twin-turbo flat-six and a single electric motor in the 8-speed automatic produces 701 horsepower, its torque output is matched by the Ferrari at 590 pound-feet. As the speeds climb, the Ferrari begins to create a gap. The Turbo S required 4.8 seconds to hit 100 miles per hour, 4/10 behind the SF90, and it falls 1.3 seconds behind the Ferrari by 150 miles per hour. However, this slight disadvantage does not detract from the Porsche's overall performance prowess. Its ability to accelerate rapidly is a testament to its exceptional powertrain. The 911 Turbo S's test results are mind-bogglingly rapid, and it out-accelerates cars with much higher outputs, such as the Corvette ZR1X, at least in the race to 60. The ZR1X's hybrid setup mates a twin-turbo 5.5-liter V8 with a front-mounted electric motor for an absurd 1250 horsepower. But the VET can't put all of that power down as easily off the line, and it's a tenth behind the Porsche to 60 miles per hour. Despite its impressive acceleration, the ZR1X still manages to outperform the 911 Turbo S in certain segments. However, this is largely due to its superior handling capabilities at higher speeds. The Corvette's ability to maintain traction and stability at high velocities makes it a formidable opponent on the track. Nevertheless, the Porsche's exceptional acceleration remains an attractive feature. The 911 Turbo S also serves as a perfect example of the rate of progress that performance vehicles have taken over the past decade. 10 years ago, the 918 Spyder was the pinnacle of Porsche's lineup, but even this hypercar that sold for around $900,000 when new has been bested by the new 911 Turbo S, $286,180 as tested. This demonstrates the significant advancements made in performance technology and highlights the continued innovation within the automotive industry. The 918 needed 2.1 seconds to reach 60 miles per hour when we tested a 2015 model, and it matched the 2026 Turbo S to 100 miles per hour. The 918's V8 hybrid setup produces 887 horsepower, allowing the iconic hypercar to at least win the battle to 150 miles per hour by 8/10 of a second. However, the 911 Turbo S has closed this gap significantly, showcasing its impressive acceleration capabilities. Porsche is known for producing high-performance vehicles, and the 911 Turbo S is no exception. Its starting price of $272,650 may seem steep, but considering its exceptional performance, it feels like a bargain. The 911 Turbo S's ability to accelerate rapidly makes it an attractive option for those seeking a thrilling driving experience. The Corvette ZR1X, which starts at a cool $212,195, presents a compelling alternative to the Porsche. However, when it comes to acceleration, the 911 Turbo S holds its own against even more expensive and exotic cars. This highlights the continued innovation within the automotive industry and the ongoing pursuit of performance excellence. Paragraphs.